stressed.
Get your head in the game.
You are Squishes.
Squish. And me.
Yeah.
My stress isn't that high, actually. I think I might fuck off for the rest of the day.
Don't you usually?
No.
Fuck off to your laboratory?
No, I just got it.
So wouldn't you use it most that time?
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to use it.
Well, maybe you will tonight.
Maybe.
All right. Well, we got to dole out a lot of points. We'll start with character XP. So you all got eight XP for your characters.
Hell yeah.
That you can add. While you guys are adding on your XP, I think all of you should be able to upgrade, so you can pick a new ability, special ability, or a new add a new attribute point to your attributes if you want to upgrade on something.
I just want more Tinker.
I believe you are maxed out on Tinker. You know what's funny is that, except for the captain. Oh, no, wait. You've got some Squish. I was about to say, you have no, like, people skills whatsoever. Your character is completely devoid of any sort of, you know, convincing argument.
I wasn't listening. What's going on?
I got cut out.
You have no people skills. Your character has no people skills.
Squish?
Chuckles.
Oh, yeah? But I got Tinker
I'm
skills.
I'm just saying.
yeah, I guess. Oh, because it resolve? Attune
yeah,
command,
like your attunement, sort of your command. Yeah. So,
I don't really
want anyway,
to. I think that's stupid.
Anyway, while you go through this, here's my notes for what you got XP for. Chuckles, one creation of Boom Boom Sauce, one conjugal visit, one blow up, three character growth, two tinker.
Character growth.
Captain, one kahuna wave, three personal growth, two wreck, one survey, one nut punch.
What is the kahuna wave?
Boom, roasted.
Oh, that's the name of the ship that Bugsby name dropped.
Yeah, it's from
Squish,
his past.
Squish, one recipe finding, one survey, one wreck, three shots, one thruft, one growth. One growth.
One thruft? What is thruft?
One thruft. One thruft.
What is thruft?
Theft. Sorry. Oh. Theft.
Sorry.
I'm having a hard time. No. So you guys can give yourself your points, and then if you want to upgrade, you know, go ahead and do that.
Can you repeat how many points I got?
Eight
XP.
Eight XP. So down where it has your abilities, you have those tabs there. You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I already have one.
You have Sorry. One, right?
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
can add on eight.
Bitchin'.
I only had seven left. How do I add on another one?
So you can upgrade, and then when you press that circle in the corner by the tabs, do you see that? Where it's like a zero with a circle around it?
Uh-huh.
Click that. That clears it out, and then you give yourself one more.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you get to, like I said, you can pick another ability. You can add to your attributes.
Abilities, huh? Oh, I can add a whole nother ability?
Mm-hmm.
Or I can add a point to one of my skills or whatever, right? Or what do you call
them? Yes.
Are they skills?
Attributes. But they're skills, yeah, essentially.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What are these fucking abilities? Did I print out a sheet for that?
If you do the plus for abilities, you can see all of them, but it's kind of,
You just have to, yeah, I was hoping that I thought I might have printed out a list of all the different abilities, but I did not. It's not,
if
is
I can
it on
find
my
it.
Character sheet?
It might be in your character guide, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Because I see the ones that are for Leech. Oh, you can hover. Oh, you can hover over the question mark and it tells you what they are.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yours would be the T for Tinker.
No, Leech, L-E for Leech,
oh,
right?
Oh, Leech. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, your character's a Leech. I was trying to figure that out. You're right.
Where is that?
If you click the little... Go ahead, Bridget. Sorry.
No, go ahead. If you go to abilities, it like lists all these different abilities. It's got a letter next to your name that is your character class, and then you can just hover over the question mark.
Gotcha.
So like Brandon's a whisperer, so he's all the W's.
Gotcha.
Oh, so I can only pick the W's?
Yeah, I would assume you'd have to pick one that's in your class.
What is W for? Wizard?
Whisper.
No. Oh.
I'm torn.
What I mean, I probably should get human.
What does veteran mean?
If you hover over the little question mark, it will pop up.
I know, but I don't. Well, first off, it's for whatever reason it's not doing it on this one, but it's on my sheet and it says choose a special ability from another source. What does that mean?
Oh, so that means you can pick any of the other abilities from another source.
Is that veteran?
Yeah, veteran.
Oh,
yeah.
You need to save up three points for that.
Oh, yeah. That's what the number is next to it.
Yeah.
How many points do I have? I mean...
One.
One. Oh, I see.
You have one.
I've got two because I saved one from last time.
I don't... Where do you see the one at? Is it just from the...
That's just how many levels you can go up. So like every time you level up, you get a skill. You can get an extra like a skill point. And if you save those up, you can do like three and do a veteran and pick a different trait from a different class.
I think I'm gonna save it then.
Okay.
So when you fill up the bar and you get one point. Is that what it's called, points?
Yeah. It's called, okay. Well, I mean, it's just XP is what it is.
Well, but each 8 XP equals 1 point to spend
one upgrade.
On one upgrade.
Yeah, it's like okay. One upgrade point.
Okay. I'm just saying to help when Boo makes a note so we know what he's talking about, call it an upgrade point.
So I only have, and how do you keep track of the one upgrade point? Was there someplace on the character sheet that says that?
There's not. So I would make a note for yourself, but I'll also make a note right now that you are saving yours. And then, Andy, you have one already. Are you saving this one too?
No, I am going to... I'm torn between spending both of them on something or using one right now.
Okay. Captain...
I mean, I'm definitely going to spend mine, but I don't know. I think...
If you want to think about it for a little bit, we can go through some other points that we're handing out as well, if you want some time.
No, I think this is the one I want. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with it, but I want it.
All right, so what are you doing?
All right. I did add it. Oh, here, I can put it in the chat. The Physicker.
You can tinker with... Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's like you're like a junior necromancer.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't... So, you can tinker... Yeah. Technically, I think it's not... They have to not be dead. So, it's kind of a doctor.
Yeah. No, I agree. To keep it's not raising people from the dead. Yeah. It's to keep them alive. So you took Physicker. Captain, you're going to keep your point for now?
Yeah, I'm looking at Ritual. I mean, it says study an occult ritual to summon a supernatural effect or being. What a supernatural effect or being are they talking about?
It depends on what you study. There's not like a set guide for that. So that would be something like if you wanted to be able to summon like a spell or something, you could use that. What was this one?
Summon a what?
Like, I don't know, have a spell that you use to affect people, or if you wanted to summon a ghost or a demon or something.
Well, this is a ritual, and it says you can study an occult ritual. And I don't, so would I have to get the ability of ritual, and then I'd have to go study something before I could use it?
No, you would just be able to make your own study. That would be your one. It would come with. You would just have to decide what you want your ritual to be. Have to discuss it.
Then what can I summon? I'm a little confused.
What would you like? What would you like to summon?
A fireball.
What a surprise! Are you wearing that shirt?
Yeah.
So maybe you're able to summon like a fire demon that can just start chucking fireballs for you.
All right, I guess I'll do that.
Okay.
Is it going to have a character and everything? So he's picking one ritual, and this ritual is a demon who has fireballs.
Right.
Okay. I think this would be a good opportunity for a backstory. I mean, it doesn't have to be now, but.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell us about how you learned it. I'll ask you those questions, but like, yeah.
What do you mean, like how I learned it?
Yeah, how did you learn this ability?
I just got XP for it. I don't understand. What do you mean, like in story? You mean?
Like, how did your character, like imagine your character, how did he...
Okay, I'll have to think about it. I didn't anticipate this tonight. I forgot, so.
It's okay. I mean, it's more just for story background. But yeah, okay, so you got a fireball demon. That's the thing you can summon.
Well, I mean, you have a butler demon, and I was just thinking that maybe you could have a fireball demon. And it'd be interesting how that char. Might be.
You're like becoming a Pokemon master.
Yeah.
Well, and because it is a ritual, though, so you do have to do a little bit of a song and dance before they'll come out.
Oh, no. The captain hates song and dance.
I sense a little bit of sarcasm there.
Yeah, your senses are on.
Mm. You're just jealous.
So I took sharpshooter.
Oh, you did take that?
Yeah, which is you can push yourself to do one of the following. Make a range attack at extreme distance beyond what's normal for the weapon, or unleash a barrage of rapid fire to suppress the enemy. And I took Vengeful, which I think will really help us. You gain an additional XP trigger. You got payback against someone who harmed you or someone you care about. If your crew helped you get payback, also mark crew in XP.
Ooh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, so now we just got to go back and get that little chubby fat kid.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't hurt us.
He insulted us, and that hurt somebody I love.
I don't...
Which is yourself.
The little fat kid? What was his name? Tubly? I forgot his name. He had a funny name.
Herd Swallow?
No.
He's the drunk.
He's Rickety Cricket. No. Yeah, I don't remember him insulting us. I thought he was very helpful. And then I wanted to help him even more, but you guys weren't really for that. And I did take it to an extreme.
You did.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Pritchard?
Huh? Was that his name? What was his last name?
Templeton, I think.
Templeton. Yeah, we call him Templeton Pee Pants or something.
Pee Templeton. Pee Pants Templeton.
Yeah. Right. Maybe he's going to be vengeful against us for calling him Pee Templeton.
He You should be grateful. We scared those kids for him, and he was so happy.
Those were heady days. All right. Everyone happy with their extra XP that they got, their XP? Any questions? Brandon, you got any questions?
No. Okay. Can I not do my story for my thing right now?
Yeah, no. You don't have to.
Okay.
But if someone were to ask, hey, Captain, where did you get that demon from that can throw fireballs?
Okay.
It doesn't have to be part of your backstory. You learn it. You could have just picked up a book or something.
Push that ask the captain. Where did you get that demon from? No, I'm just messing.
Okay. Your crew XP, because you also get crew XP. You also get 8 because you hit every single one of your triggers multiple times.
I didn't even know I had a trigger.
Yeah, what are
you do triggers? Have a crew trigger. Your crew triggers, if you express your like background or you guys come together as a group, if you take somebody on above your station, if you successfully complete a mission, and if you do it using subterfuge in some way. Those are your XPs. And now number 5, in case you XP for payback, basically.
Well, that was after. Wow.
Now, right. No, that doesn't count now. But
okay.
If you go to the Shadows crew list.
Oh.
It says under XP, it says execute is successful, blah, blah, blah. All the things I.
Oh, I don't think I. Oh, I don't have that printed out either. All right, but it should be. Don't we have a character?
Yeah.
Yeah, the ball.
You have a crew sheet for your character.
Fun. Shadows. Okay.
All right, so you guys, your crew went up. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You guys went up a level. So you can upgrade your guys' crew. There's a couple different things. You can do. You can get a new ability as a group, or you can get a new item. Like if you want to upgrade your the junk fort, you can do that.
Well, like,
can we put wheels like on it
so we can move it wheels. In case someone's after us?
Dude, I'm serious.
Like if you pissed off the guy who gave it to you,
let's put wheels on it and get it out of here.
It's not like he's gonna be able to sell this thing. Who's gonna like? It was just collecting dust.
He's going to blow it up. It would be the perfect crime. They would think we did it.
There'd be no evidence left.
Which ability did we take before?
Crew, you guys took... you all can attune.
Well, we certainly didn't take advantage of that.
Is that the everyone steals?
Is that what it is?
Oh, it's on there. Everyone steals. Special abilities. Steals. Each Where's PC may plus one action rating.
We definitely could have used that.
There we go.
Forgot about that.
I put the
I know we definitely took synchronized.
That one's on. Yes. Can you see it already, Andy?
Yeah.
How do you, what do you guys?
You guys already added on to everyone steals. I think we did that. That was one of the things you did in the beginning.
Okay, so we definitely should have been taking advantage of that.
If you click on Junk Boys, you can. It's under the Abilities tab.
Oh, it's not working for me.
You can't click on Junk Boys.
I'm clicking on it. Nothing's happening.
The character that's on the in the Junk Fort on the side where it says Ball Blat.
I can't click on it either.
Yeah. You have to click on the avatar, the bulb.
Let's see.
Oh, it just might be us.
I pinned the book and the messages, so I opened that on the...
Okay.
But it shouldn't... Oh, that's token configuration. You should be able to see it, I would think. Display name represented. Yeah, it must... Maybe there's permissions or something. Configure ownership. All players... Oh, it says none. Observer, all players. I changed it. Now you should be able to click on it.
There it is.
All right.
You see a little white ghost that says ball blasters?
Oh, we are really heated.
Oh, it's even going to get worse.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's wait, you haven't added our heat yet?
No.
Yeah, uh-oh.
so you can guys can upgrade your shadows, so you can get a crew, like a mini crew that works with you, cohorts, rooks or skulls.
I don't know what those are.
I don't know either. Hold on, I'm looking them up.
So what you're saying is we're
there's a chance
putting together a team.
You could say that.
A gang.
You can get 2 free load, or you can have easy passage in the criminal underground.
Oh, like tunnels?
Yeah.
We have like a sewers. Monk hole?
What was the first one?
The first one, you can get an extra crew upgrade. It's not a crew guide, Fred. Sorry. You can add to your crew. You basically get a group of a small group that can do things for you, and you don't have to. So you guys could have rooks. Was it skulks or rooks?
Yeah.
Like a Dwayne.
A skulk is a scout, infiltrator, and thief. A rook is a con artist, spy, or socialite.
We're never going to use those.
Yeah, you can also add on to like another item onto your lair if you want.
I just looked at my loadout. I have a book named Becoming a Vampire for Dum Dums.
Yeah.
Yeah, you stole that in like the very first session.
You haven't done anything with it.
No. But I've been playing with bones a lot, so I feel like it's either that or serial killing is in my future.
You're going to go on to be a doctor or a serial killer?
Either, really. All right. I don't know what to do with this. I was very happy with the laboratory. I feel like that's going to benefit me a lot and us, you know, transitively. So I'm open for someone else to have a passion about one of our upgrades. I mean, I feel like our crew upgrade of Dee Dee is already pretty powerful, although she wasn't very helpful last time. And we basically just blew off Dwayne. And he's probably seeking...
Dwayne blew you off. He's going to seek good employment.
That's not how we're going to remember it. We dumped him, and, you know, we're better off.
So, yeah, crew upgrade. You can either have an item, like a ability, or you can add an item, like a boat house, carriage house, a new cohort if you'd like a specialized contact.
Can we do the hagfish farm?
Hagfish farm?
Says body disposal plus 1D to reduce heat after killing.
Oh my god.
Oh my. Well, I can't tell. Is this supposed to be like a map? Like you can only go to the one next to you and then eventually you get to?
I kind of think that's what it's like, but I don't know which ones we took.
We didn't take any yet.
Are you looking at turfs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's actually to do with your tier. We'll get to that.
Okay.
As far as I can tell.
Upgrade. I kind of like narratively, like, you know, we may very well have to move the junk fort.
I say we move the junk fort and get a houseboat. We call it the junk boat.
Yeah, but outside like a sewer pipe. Because no one will look for us there. Yeah, and also our junk fort is connected to the sewer pipes.
That demon that we escaped through the sewer pipes.
Yeah, what but you're a demon. You guys will talk it out.
I tried. And then I think I hit him with the silver crowbar.
I don't know if he was he in the... I know he was definitely in the basement.
We escaped through the sewers. He was chasing us through the sewers.
I think we need to get new new housing soon because I'm pretty sure Baz is a bad guy. And
I'm pretty sure he does know where we live.
And I think we should
He did give it to you.
He did.
I think we should I think we should try to find a new place of residence.
No, never. Or we bringing the junk fort with us. We push it somewhere else.
That's what I'm saying. We take the junk fort with us, and we put it on a boat. That way they'll never find us.
It's always boats with you.
I've got a new plan, guys. I'm putting my crew back together.
What?
And you guys are on the front floor of this.
The one guy that you ran into from your old crew turned on you.
That's why I know you guys won't. You guys are my new crew.
I still don't think he turned on you.
I did.
Again, I think you were a bit hasty.
He did run out to go find help, but he is a very old, dilapidated man. So, I mean, it's really 50-50. He may have just gotten distracted.
Yeah.
He may have just died.
Either way, he had it coming.
A lot of deaths in that building. Five of them, by the way, by you guys.
We're going to move/upgrade the junk fort. Maybe to some kind of barge. I'm not sure, but I think that's how we should that's how we should spend our point.
A tugboat.
So we're going boathouse?
More like a pontoon house.
Like a houseboat.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, in that it's a house and a boat, and you're going to really regret cutting that hole in the bottom. I'll tell you what.
Hold on. Have you guys seen those, like, the garbage barges? The trash barges?
Yeah.
Can we turn it into one of those?
Do you want
to look inconspicuous?
And our junk fort will look packed. We'll blend in perfectly there.
Exactly.
And then we have more room for our actual junk. We can start hoarding shit there.
So we put the junk fort on a garbage barge.
Yeah.
And we live there now.
Or, no. We don't put it on a garbage barge. We transform it into a trash barge. So all the trash is stuff that we've collected.
The barge boys.
And then we turn the hole into a glass bottom trash barge.
I mean, it's not glass. It's just a hole.
No, we turn it into a glass bottom trash barge.
How about this? We get the barge, we put the house, we put our junk fort on top of it, and then we actually put plumbing underneath the hole so it's now actually like, you know, a toilet.
A giant, giant toilet.
A giant outhouse.
I
mean, how much plumbing do you need on something that just floats on water? I mean, presumably it just drops in, right?
We can just have the head.
What is it in that sentence?
I mean, we can just hang the houseboat like on top.
Toilet
like,
activities.
Yeah, that's what I'm imagining. It's just like a pontoon. We just place the garbage bar on this floating platform, and then this is where we hoard all of the accumulated junk.
You're gonna need it for your laboratory, bud.
Junk?
You know, Dee Dee is a sailing ape.
Oh, and we're gonna have lots of henchmen. Lots of henchmen.
Preferably all
your goddamn butter glider.
All right. Well, it sounds like you guys are decided. You're getting a boat and you're moving the fort.
Yeah, I can agree.
We gotta get there before it gets blown up.
You could blow it up yourselves, honestly, at this point. It may be you.
I wouldn't put it past
this. I feel like that's a series finale or a season finale kind of event.
Blowing up the junk fort?
Blowing up our junk fort. You know, it's the last thing they would expect. Or the first thing.
Or someone else.
You never know. Us.
Yeah, well, that's like I said, it was earlier. It's the perfect crime.
So, just to kind of play this into the story, I see that you guys run back to your run back to the junk fort as soon as you dispose of Skylook, get him back to his house, and I immediately you pick up the junk fort and just start walking it away with your little feet.
No,
I can see you just picking it up and carrying it.
No, this is like a bunch of inexperienced college kids trying to move, where they just do it in the most like
I feel like we're doing it like
we toughest like way possible.
Like we're moving a fridge, but we didn't empty any of it.
Exactly. Yeah, we are just laboring. It's so fucking difficult. We keep dropping the fort.
And like things keep rattling inside. It's like, man, I hope and the monkey's still in there.
Didi's just getting angrier and angrier. And making stuff.
She's trying to like hold shit up on the walls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you find your garbage barge and just toss it on there and say, done.
Did we have to buy it?
No, we stole it. Wait, what?
Was it also one of Baz's trash barges?
No. You're very careful.
We don't know who it belonged to. They'll never suspect us.
We just paint over the name and write junk for it.
Junk barge.
Junk barge.
We
junk
cross barge. Off fort and write barge.
Barge and in
charge.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to remake this pitch. Large marge.
The large barge in charge.
Okay. All right. Next up. Your reputation.
What is that? A barge?
That's the junk fort.
You're a lot better at drawing than I am. Mine was like a box, you know. Here, I'll do mine real quick. It's not going to be good.
Mine's not that good either. It's just a floating barge. I put a little crescent moon, too, to make you remember that it's also part outhouse.
Wait, we can just go over the side of the barge.
No more hole for you.
We're classy trash barge people. We go over the side.
Okay, so your reputation, that is, people heard what you did. People are impressed.
They probably felt it in their goddamn bones. It rattled their teeth.
So you get a total of 7 rep points, +2 for your success, +3 for taking on the blue coats who are like 3 tiers ahead of you, and +2 for taking on Baz's crew. So +7. Hold on, then I'll get you up. Hey, your rep went up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you guys can get a turf claim now. So you have a lair. If you guys go to the shadows, you can see you got a turf, so you got a lair. You guys can add one that's directly touching the lair, so you can add an informant, you can have a loyal fence, so you get more money when you burgle or rob, another piece of turf. Does that say anything?
No.
Covert drops. An extra, like, regular piece of turf, it adds any turf that you get, so you adds on to your rep, so you don't have to get as many rep to upgrade.
Is turf also your tier? Turf isn't literally the junk fort, right? It's like it's a bigger idea. It's like our neighborhood.
Yeah. So if you added onto your turf, like it would just you would have more claim over the area. You'd have a little bit more prestige, because like your tier now has gone up. You guys were 0 tier. Now you're tier 1.
Wow.
Do we want to get informants? Because I want to work that way to the hagfish farm.
I don't know which way doesn't really. I mean, I do too. I'm not
there
as
is
interested
like a
in coin.
Map. Okay, yeah. There is a map that kind of shows a connection, but honestly, it's as long as it's touching whatever you currently have. You just can't go like across the map. Okay. I don't know if you can actually see that.
Can we go diagonally? Because that would save us some time.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Yeah, Andy, then we got to go to infirmary if we want to get that hagfish farm.
Or we can go to drug den. Or infirmary works, too. I sent a picture via Discord for those who can't see it.
I heard it.
Yeah, that's the crew list. And that's, like, the technical paths that you're supposed to go on.
That's
I don't care.
That's in Foundry. Oh, I see the paths.
the paths. About
all the, yeah. The lines are not in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, so we do have to go through informants or covert drops. Oh, no, we can't go through covert drops. We have to do informants. No,
it's informants and then drug den or infirmary. But I do like going infirmary to Hagfish Farm.
Yeah, I'm fine with cutting diagonal if no one else has a big beef about it. I'd rather you guys pick something you'd like.
Big beef.
Okay, well then, I mean, well, because yeah. I would say we go informants and then infirmary to Hagfish.
All right.
But if she's going to let us cut corners here.
Then let's literally. Cut corners.
Quite literally, yeah. Then we'll cut the corner to infirmary.
All right, sign us up. I really don't know. I'm trying to click on it. It doesn't do anything.
For what?
I'm just going to add that on my list. You guys have infirmary.
Plus 1D to healing rolls.
Yes. You guys now have access to a dedicated healer. Plus, with your physicker ability, you get plus 2D to healing rolls.
Oh, you guys are going to enjoy that. I'm tough as nails. I haven't been hurt.
Okay.
It's my demon skin, I think.
Okay.
Hey. All right, cool. Payoff. So a few days after everything's blown up, Uncle Skylock invites the three of you over to his house for lunch. He makes you tuna sandwiches while you're there. He's kind of hobbling around.
Hold on. Yeah. Is it actual tuna or is it cat food tuna?
It comes from a tuna-sized can.
Oh, okay.
Tuna fish.
So you think it's... Yeah, so like a tuna fish can, which could be cat food. You really don't know, because he just kind of makes it off to the side while he's, you know, throwing in some ingredients
making it. It's definitely not the cactus fruit.
No.
That was a cactus fruit.
There's a cactus that has a fruit that is also called tuna.
Oh.
No, it's definitely some sort of fishy smelling... meat, canned meat. Anyway, he makes you a couple tuna sandwiches as a thank you to everything he did. And he's kind of limping around. He's not walking the best. But he does, once you guys are all sitting down, he goes, I really want to thank you for everything you did. It just seems like it was all such a blur. I remember people getting punched and blowing up in a mace and
do you remember where they got punched?
I don't think any... It's rather unmentionable, if you know what I mean.
Mm, I don't.
Well, it wasn't... Not me. I didn't punch anybody in their unmentionables.
I think you tried, and you didn't do so well. That's me out of character. Skylock wouldn't say that to you. he's too nice.
Well, I did almost pretend to try... But I wasn't going to do it.
Well, anyway, I wanted to say thank you. I wanted to say thank you to the three of you. I know you've risked so much. So I've decided to take a little well-meaning vacation, take a little time off for myself. And I've decided to give you guys my normal wages for this month. So he gives you, each of you, 2 coin.
Hooray!
Oh, I got so much money, I don't know what to do with it.
I don't know how much money I have either.
I gotta spend it.
Oh, I spent it. I spent my last.
2 coin. Oh, I've got my coin stashes stacked.
2 coin.
2 coin. And as the evening kind of draws into the close there, before you leave, Chuckles, he kind of, you know, singles you over and says, I didn't want to say this in front of the rest of them, but have you thought about your college fund?
My what?
Your college fund. I know I mentioned it back at the prison. If you're not planning on going to school, I mean, I didn't know...
So, well, yeah, I was thinking a lot about your words, and I hit the books real hard, And I want to let you know that I've learned a new ability, playing with bones and blood, and sometimes it allows me to keep people alive. So it's a new skill. You inspired me to hit the books again. And yes, I'll have your money.
Well, it won't work quite like that. If you enroll in a proper university, I'm proud of you, by the way. Good on you for learning a skill. You know, it's always hard to learn new things. You know what they say, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, or a dumb dog for that matter either. And
and you might need it someday. You don't look so good.
Well, I definitely had a little bit of a rough go there. But if you enroll in a proper university, or if you completely disentangle yourself from this lifestyle, if I know you're living on the straight and narrow, you can have that money. I do want it for you, but I have to be certain it's being used to the best of what it can be used for. I don't want to. I'm not going to give you the money if you're still doing this, buddy.
Wow, that's awfully judgmental, Uncle. These are my new friends. We're almost family. And yes, almost. We blew up a prison. But who hasn't?
And a ship and a house.
And a man.
This is kind of what I'm saying. I just want you to know. You have something to fall back on, but you would have to give everything up.
Okay, that's good to know. I appreciate you being honest with me. And looking out for me, and always being there for me with cat food. I mean, tuna.
Is there something in your eye?
Yes, a wink.
Well, if you need any trouble with that eye, I mean, you let me know. But just saying that the opportunity's out there for you. I think you could really, really make something of yourself. And I know these people are your friends, but I have my doubts.
You'll never, some things you'll just never understand, Skluck.
Never understand. Well, maybe. Well, have a good night, and try not to blow anything up on the way home.
All right, good night.
Quick question, though. Out of character. Where's my card?
Yeah.
Since he ate a cat food sandwich, supposedly, does that relieve his stress?
No. I'm not going to use that downtime to relieve your stress, because that was just a nice dinner with your uncle.
I was hoping to get, like, an extra one in there for him.
Can I use it for that, though? Because that's what I would do anyway.
Do you want to use your downtime activity for that?
Yeah.
To reduce your stress?
Yeah.
Okay. He packs you a little picnic basket, a traditional one with you know, like a handle and like a little red tablecloth sticking out of it, and he packs you a load of sandwiches. So go ahead and roll to reduce your stress. Hold on, I'm looking it up. I don't remember exactly how much you roll. I think it's the least of your abilities, but I don't remember either.
So it's gonna be just, I mean, I still have some zero. Because I refuse to upgrade anything except Tinker.
Yeah, I think it's like the least one of the three, Insight, Prowess, or Resolve.
Right.
Yeah. If you have one in Resolve, then you roll one.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All I had to do was just add one of those instead of adding Necromancy, whatever the fuck I added. All right. So I'm going to roll Sway just because it's one of the low ones.
Yeah.
Wow, that really sucked.
Well, you reduce one stress. The sandwiches weren't that good.
That's a critical failure.
Yep.
You take the lesser of one of the points, which means you get one. Reduce one stress. Those sandwiches were not good.
It was counterfeit cat food.
He probably put real tuna in there, and you're just like, what is this?
What is this? This
fucking albacore? Get this out of here.
I don't know what that is.
It's a tuna.
It's not good sandwiches.
Which means Squish really loved them.
He really is the opposite of me in every way.
Yeah, he's cool.
Well, while you guys are walking home, you kind of... People aren't necessarily giving you a wide berth, but you're definitely getting some weird looks. People are a little uncomfortable near you because your wanted level has gone up. Congratulations. So you get +4 heat for a loud and chaotic high exposure event. I would say blowing up a prison is pretty high exposure. +1 for being in a hostile environment and +2 for killing.
So. Allegedly.
No, we definitely murdered. I think I murdered someone with you. I mean, literally using you as a weapon.
No, that person didn't die. He was just sleeping.
Was there a bell afterwards?
That was
there are a lot of bells ringing. Going off.
So +1 for what?
So your 2 wanted level killing. This is for your crew. Your wanted okay. level for your crew. So your wanted level is now 2.
Is there a way we can decrease that?
Yeah, you could send one of your friends to prison for you.
The monkey. The monkey always does the shit jobs. Oh, man. Is there any way to convince Dwayne to go to prison for us?
I don't think you're going to be able to convince him.
Well.
A former prison guard.
To go to prison? It's not a very good prison. It's got a big hole in the side, so.
True. We can't convince him he can easily escape.
I don't really know anyone else.
All right, sorry, I'm taking a quick look at it.
Send the captain back to prison.
Yeah, so the only way to reduce your crew's wanted level is through incarceration. When your crew members, your friends, your contacts, or a frame enemy is convicted and incarcerated for crimes, your wanted level is decreased by 1.
Bird swallow.
I told you we need to get more people in our gang so we can put them in prison.
That's not what you said.
Well, I mean, it's a well-intentioned plan.
No wonder why you're not a captain anymore. You gave all your crew up to be incarcerated.
I didn't.
You gave at least one up.
At least one. Do you think we can convince Turd Swallow to come back with us and then give him up?
Give him back to prison? You might be able to convince him. He didn't seem like he wanted to leave the prison in the first place. You did try throwing him a biscuit.
What about Bigsby? Let's go find him and Paul coming back with open arms and send him to the prison with open arms.
Was he the big guy?
He's that turncoat that betrayed me and I tripped him.
The old man who was part of your crew and who you left on the shores and pulled away laughing at him. You want to find him and convince him to be your friend and then toss him back into prison?
Allegedly.
That doesn't sound so bad to me.
I mean, if anything, nothing's changed for him.
He probably wouldn't even know. He's so old and senile.
Plus, he betrayed me.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I don't remember leaving him on no island. So he's just holding a grudge.
Do we have to use some downtime activity to do that?
Yeah, that would definitely be a downtime because you would need to find him, convince him, and then toss him back into prison.
Kick him out.
Is there like a karma meter in this game? Because if you do that, that is some terrible karma.
There's not, but it would lower your wanted level. So your wanted level right now, if you three were to say get arrested, you would spend several months in prison. That's kind of the level you're at right now.
Oh, so only a couple months?
That's not bad. Yeah. I can do a couple months staying on my head. You know what, guys? Let's go to prison.
Pass.
We did just break out.
Actually, you know what? No, I got an idea. I got to squish. Cause look, let him do it. let him go to prison. Only one of us needs to do this.
That's right.
That is true. Only one person needs to go, and you'll all reduce your level.
Yep. Go on. Go on, Juggles. Get out of here. Go on.
Well, now that you guys are just shooing me away, don't know, my feelings.
You're the one that said you could do a couple months on your head.
Yeah, I thought we were all going to do it together, like a team. I thought we were a team now.
No, that would make a very boring thing.
Listen, we came together and bought this awesome house barge, all right? We're not going to prison. That's insane. Why are you, don't conflate it.
All right. Just to also remind you, you can also throw in an enemy of yours into prison too. That would also reduce your risk, reduce your wanted level.
We don't have any enemies. Everyone loves us.
Not Baz, apparently.
Yeah, let's throw Baz into prison.
How
we need to get back at him before he gets at us. He's coming for us, guys.
Baz orchestrated that entire prison riot.
Yeah. And he
tried to be able to just like walk up to him and throw him into jail.
No, we tell the cops.
Tell them
what? I'm still in their good graces. I never got in trouble. I was just an employee. I walked out that front door.
I say we Superman it, go over there, tie him up, bring him to the prison where there's a hole in the wall, toss him in there.
Then fix the hole in the wall with your masonry skills. So he can't get out.
I don't think one just walks into Baz's office after this.
I mean, we obviously have to come up with a plan.
Okay, so what if I go back to work at the prison and tell them I know where Baz is hanging out? Like, I know Baz's main office.
I think Baz is, like, I think people know Baz.
But I set up an appointment with him.
With Baz?
Yeah.
As a police officer? Okay.
No, not as a police officer, just as a criminal.
Yourself.
As Squish Turbo.
As Turquish Thunder. Go, you know, demand, all three of us can demand a meeting with him. And be like, you need to explain some things to us. And then have SWAT team come in and bust through the windows.
Do you think that will happen like that, just like that?
Probably not, but...
Well,
he already hates us and wants us killed/arrested, so it's not going to get any worse.
I did forget that we didn't read the journal this session, but a couple of things to note in there. So Baz did attempted to make everyone believe that the Red Sashes committed this crime. So it's not so easy to link Baz and the particular blowing up of the prison. Also, if you notice the picture, I think they got Captain in there too, running away.
I mean, that's probably only because I was trying to trip my old bosun.
Bugsby.
Why don't we go talk to the Red Sashes?
That's an option. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
He's right. Let's go ask them what they think we should do. But first, I say we go out and relax because I am stressed.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
I already had sandwiches.
Okay, well, you're ready to go then, I guess.
Yeah.
Not good sandwiches.
All right, do you want to... So, you don't have to do anything right now with your wanted level if you don't want to. It's just what it is. If you want to bring Baz in or work with the Sashes, you're more than... That's totally fine. You can go down that. But you don't have to do anything at this moment. It's not like they're going to come in and arrest you.
Okay.
Do we want to take a quick break and then go into the rest of downtime
activities? Are you saying I need to drink more so I'm more fun?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I need to have a drink. I haven't had one at all. I need to be more fun.
Okay. Yes.
I wasn't going to say anything, but...
Oh!
I agree.
But you were thinking it loudly.
All right, everyone, imbibe alcohol. Come back in better moods.
Come back to relax.
I'm a back.
What happened to your fancy earbud?
There's just a little bit. This is hooked up almost all the time. I use it for work. It's just a little bit more of a pain in the ass to hook that up.
Okay.
And they're less comfortable. I was only wearing it because of my hat. And I haven't been wearing my hat.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Forgot the top hat thing.
Oh, did you know?
Yeah. I did see it when I was sleeping over there the other night, though.
Did it bring you joy?
I chuckled for a second.
Pun intended?
No.
Well, you could just kiss my grits.
Mel's
got me on polenta.
It's the same thing as grits.
What?
Is that sarcasm?
I mean, I thought they were similar. I didn't know they were exactly the same.
Oh, it's just how you prepare them.
Well, and that by that definition, a baked potato and French fries are the same.
No, it's, well, one is cornmeal. Well, they're both cornmeal. That's all it is.
All right, well, you've cleared nothing up for me.
You're welcome.
All right, downtime. Anybody got anything they'd like to do, like to take care of?
I Squish. Definitely got to relieve some stress.
All right.
So I got to go to the Golden Plum.
Work a shift.
And work a shift to relieve stress.
At the very relaxing assistant thing.
Right.
All right. So yeah, Squish heads off for his shift at the Golden Plums. Anyone coming with him?
I'll go.
Captain? All right.
He just wants whiskey sours.
I don't feel so good after all those sandwiches, so I'm going to sit tight.
All right. Squish, tell us about your shift at the Golden Plum.
So I go in and I marinate the slugs in
Boom. Slugs.
Yes, I am building on this dish.
Okay.
With the Boom Boom sauce.
Sounds kind of dangerous.
I marinate that. Are you here?
Oh, that's right. I'm not here. Sorry.
You're not there. So I marinate the slugs in the Boom Boom sauce. And then I make a foam out of tobacco and cayenne pepper to put on top of it.
Okay. Very explosive dish. Chef Roselle kind of sees, while she's busy working, she sees just plumes of smoke occasionally just coming off as you're working. Just little...
Poof, 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 poof. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's, I'm going to have, go ahead and serve it up. See if it works. Go ahead and roll and see how much this, reduces your stress.
All right. And what was that? Again, just 1d6?
It's whatever your least.
Oh, right.
That one. One is.
So it is one. Can I get an extra one for using the boom boom sauce?
Yeah, you crafted that recipe. I mean, you found it, and you and Squish kind of made it, or Chuckles made it. So, yeah, that's a it's a secret recipe that you know works.
All right. 7.
Nice.
Oh, so if it's,
zero
if it's
stress.
If it's a success, then you add them?
It's what... So... I think it's what you take whatever the highest. So I think it'd just be 5.
Oh, it's just 5?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was added together. I think it's added together.
Here, let me look.
Yeah, double check that. Sorry to be a pain.
No, I don't mind. Let's see. I used to have a bunch of sticky notes in there.
Because if I had gotten an 8 or higher, then I would have overindulged. And there's no way to do that, well, unless if I had like 3 and rolled a 4.
Clear stress equal to the highest die result.
Okay. So I received 5.
5 stress. Perfect.
What is Chef Rosal think of that?
She takes one of the little slugs, and I imagine it's just like sushi, and she just kind of pops it into her mouth. And
bless you.
For a moment, she doesn't really say anything. She just kind of covers her mouth. And then she like... You hear this, like, burp come up, and there's, like, a little plume of smoke that comes out. And she's like, this is delicious. This is wonderful. I have to put it on the on the menu immediately. We'll call it do you have a name for it? Do you have a name for the dish?
No. I'm trying to think of something now, though. The squishy boom boom.
Squishy boom boom. She goes, excellent. We'll put it on the menu, and we'll see how it goes. This is absolutely wonderful. Definitely, she calls over the maitre d'. She goes, put this on the menu, but definitely add a warning in there for anyone who's pregnant or has a weak heart or a bad back.
They shouldn't eat this. Explosions.
Sign a waiver because I'm not. Ooh.
What was that?
Right. That was Craig.
Did Craig drop?
He's back now.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is he still recording?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay. Make sure you put anything on there, they have to sign a waiver before they do this, but it's perfect. Wonderful recipe. And she starts ordering.
Thank you.
The rest of the chefs to start making it and sending it out as well. While you're in the back, a waitress comes up to you, Captain, and she kind of pours you a glass of water, and she asks, anything else?
A whiskey sour, please.
All right. And she goes back to the bar, and it's kind of a quiet day. It's not much going on, and she pours you a drink and comes back, and she goes, you looking okay? You look a little rough.
I'm just tired.
Okay. She manages. She walks away at that point. Are you going to use this to reduce your stress, Captain, this drinking?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. We'll go ahead and roll.
What do I roll?
So it's your least of your attributes. So if you've got one that's got like a 1 or a 0, you would roll that.
What am I doing?
So you know how you have these two dots along the side? Here?
Where
you have insight, and there's 2. Prowess, and there's 2. Resolve, there's 2. Do you see this on your character?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you roll one of those. In your case, it doesn't matter because it's all 2.
So that's roll two.
Yeah. And then you take the highest of that one, and it reduces your stress.
Okay. The result is bad.
It's a failure.
So you reduce your stress by three.
So, but it doesn't matter if it's a failure?
No. Yeah, no, that doesn't matter, because it's okay. All about, like, it's just the number on the die, really.
Okay. I guess then I'm thinking, it's like, oh, that's not how we did mine, but it doesn't matter. I wrote 2-1, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and because you have zero, what is it? You have zero resolve, so you just pick the lowest of the one. You'd roll two and pick the lowest.
Oh, there's that too. Okay.
Well. Yeah.
Is there a way I can steal a couple pouches of tobacco for Dee Dee to lower her stress?
Wow, how courteous.
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead, yeah. If you want to go ahead and pocket some of those, you can.
Yeah.
But you're definitely going to have to do it when, like, Chef Roselle's back is turned, because if she sees you pocketing ingredients, she's going to get a little mad. So that's going to be, like, a finesse roll for you.
Just to see if you succeed in that.
I used it in my ingredient.
I know you're cooking with it, but I didn't think she, like, had it on the shelf. I thought you brought your own tobacco. It's like,
no.
The kitchen just keeps tobacco? I thought that was, a thing that you added to it.
No, they keep... Well, since I started working with it.
Okay. Now they keep it on the shelf.
Yeah. Even though last time I... Okay, so the last time I used it, it was... Or did a dish there. It was a huge failure.
Yeah.
She brought in these cigars special for me to make that dish.
Right. Oh, so do you think it's left over, or she just keeps adding?
So now she's got a surplus, and I'm just going to steal from the job, I guess.
Yeah, you're going to take advantage of her kindness.
I failed.
Yep, this is going to be bad, Andy. I mean, Squish. I'm not here.
Yeah, you're not
How
here.
How badly did you fail? One, she catches you right in the middle of the act, and she gives you a hard stare right as your hands are, like, in the you know, cigar, slipping them into your packet, and she goes, "What are you doing?"
I'm taking these so I can practice the dish more so at home to perfect it even more.
I don't believe you. Are you going to try and convince?
Yeah, I'm going to try to sway her.
Sway her. Let's see if that works. Because she did just caught you stealing.
Oh, that's critical. Wow, that's 2-1-1s. That's real, real bad.
Because I cannot believe this of you. You come into my restaurant and you steal my ingredients. What, because you use them once? Because you use them once, they belong to you? Does that pot belong to you? Does that knife belong to you? Get out of my kitchen. And she kind of shoos you back into the dining room and fire him and kind of slams the door shut as you can.
I never told her the secret to the boom boom sauce, though.
All right, here it is.
That's true.
As soon as Squish gets backed up, he's going to do something spiteful. Just wait for it. You say, kick me out of your restaurant. I'm going to set this place on fire.
I am vengeful. I just got that.
Yeah, but...
Vengeful.
Right, but it's not like Chief Roselle, slighted you.
No, but I'm still vengeful to someone that harmed me.
If you do blow up the building or somehow, you know...
Wait, we can blow up the Golden Plum? I never even thought about that.
You would get extra XP.
If we blew it up?
I mean, if you did something for revenge, then yes, you would indeed blow it up. Or you'd indeed get XP.
If only you knew a demolition expert.
I still put the cigars in my pocket and walk out.
While you're in the dining room, Squish, the door opens and a young blonde woman walks through, and you recognize her, Squish.
Oh, this is not good. It's the one that blew up the house.
It is indeed Lady Amoria.
Wait, we didn't blow up the house.
No, we did not blow up the house.
Well, we got the rap for it.
You're not here.
Oh, wait, hold on.
She's dressed
Now you come in?
Yeah. No, not in character. I remember this now. It was not our doing to blow up the house.
You didn't know that?
I did. I forgot. I've been just... yeah, but it got pinned on us, right? Or
it got pinned on you.
I was on... Okay, I was in the paper having blown up the house. Do other people think we blew up the house, or is it just me? Not other characters, other people in Duskfall.
Oh, I've been telling everybody.
The rumor is that the group of you, the three of you together, blew up the house. It's not like one individually. It's your group did it.
Okay. But
it is pinned on you, yes.
Okay. And not the girl or woman who actually blew it up.
No, she got away.
Oh, no. And now she's in this restaurant.
Until right now.
Yeah. And you're going to punch her in the nuts.
The explosion was able to give her a little bit of, cover. So she walks into the restaurant and she kind of makes eye contact with you, Squish, and she's not scared or anything, but she does does one of those like she maybe didn't want to run into you. And she takes a seat, not next to you, Captain, but close enough that you can kind of, talk to her if you want. Are you guys going to come up and talk to her? What are you going to do?
I'm not going to talk to her.
I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to sit down right at that table.
She brings up a menu and immediately is just like, doesn't want to make eye contact with you. Captain, do you still have Paul in your jacket?
Yeah, he's in my coat at all times.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Just wanted to make sure you weren't a hunchback.
He's stitched in there, yeah.
Right in there.
Eventually, Lady Amoria, at Squish, after you stare her down for a little bit, Lady Amoria lowers her menu and she's like, what?
May I suggest the Boom Boom Squish? Squishy Boom Boom, I'm sorry. It is a dish I have perfected that blows up pretty easily.
She kind of like looks around. She's trying to play it a little nonplussed. I don't know what you mean, but I'll definitely give that a try. A chef's recommendation. Do I know you?
Oh, you know me, all right.
Oh, that's what I was worried about.
Yeah. Then I look over at Captain. I go, "Hey, Captain," and then I just go like, "Move your jacket to show Paul."
Sorry.
With that look, too. That exact look. No. It keeps getting better. Keep going.
She, slams her hand down. It's like, you took it. You swapped it out for a fake.
You can't prove that.
Yeah, clearly, I can. I can prove that you have the real one, and I'm... was looking for it, and now I have a fake one. Which, by the way, what did you even make that out of? Child's play?
You blew it up. That was your choice. If it was real or not, you would have set off that house. You would have blown it up.
And you wouldn't, I heard what you guys did to Y. Don't sit here and tell me that you actually like those people.
It doesn't matter. The fact is that you still tried to blow it up.
Fair enough. But I also have heard just saying that you create an ingredient, a dish that blows up.
Okay, so that compares to blowing up a really fancy person's house?
I heard you blew up a boat.
Okay.
Allegedly.
And I just and the prison just in your neighborhood just happened to blow up too?
Allegedly.
And you blew up a man?
Allegedly.
But out of character, I don't remember blowing up a man.
No, well, I think that's just what you refer it to when you nut punched Watt so badly he
Oh no, that's not what I'm referring to when I say that. No.
Oh.
I'm referring to that man that came after the boat. Some ghost or person came to our
that guy.
I mean, I guess it could equally apply to either of them, but that's what I was thinking. That guy we totally obliterated. I don't think we didn't blow him up because he was a ghost. I don't remember what we did to him.
I don't remember that.
It was after you
Yeah, you had one of the people who take care of the dead come after you and release a ghost in the junk fort because he's like, dude, you killed a guy and left him at the bottom of the ocean. Oh. You can't leave ghosts in this city. It's kind of bad.
Okay.
That was a while ago. Anyway, Lady Amoria is like, well, at least tell me that the statue's okay.
You can see it. He's stitched into Captain's shoulder. The,
Paul in the corner on your shoulder just goes, hello. Lady Amoria kind of like looks at the two of you like, it talks?
Damn it, Paul.
The rumors are true? The legends are true?
Damn it, Paul. You're supposed to be the cool one.
But Paul never speaks the truth. He's always lying.
Oh.
One stress.
One stress. You gotta get one of those back. Ooh. Oh, hold on 1 second. Sorry, yeah. My computer was about to die. Well, look, the truth setters would pay a lot of money to get this artifact back.
What was her bid? Do you remember?
I don't remember what her actual bid was. I think it was just generally high. She was outbid.
That's fine. But like if she said it was like 50,000 coin or whatever.
It was like 15,000 is what she had offered.
Okay. Then we'll sell it to you for 15,000 coin.
Okay. Okay. The reason I had a ghost or a demon prepared to blow up the place is because I actually don't have that kind of money. You think?
Oh, so you admit to blowing up the place.
It blew up.
You just said that the demon you employed blew it up. Lawyered.
What do you want for the lion?
That's not this universe.
15,000 coins.
Okay, you understand that, like, 6 coin is a man's wages. You think that, like, I can afford 15,000 of those?
I don't know your
like, story. 30 coin Bush. would be...
I got a problem. Lion's not for sale.
It is for 15,000.
I don't think that's going to win. Also, if we're going to do that, we should probably just go get another fake lion.
No, we'll sell the real lion for 15,000 coin.
No, this lion is like awesome.
30 coin is a man's wages.
Also, I'm not quite sure how to unsew it from my frock, and I'm not giving up this frock.
Exactly. See?
I don't have a seam ripper.
We can buy you a frock of gold.
Can you buy me another talking lion?
Yes.
I'm going to sell your monkey then.
If you can sell Didi for 15,000 coin, you can do it.
It doesn't matter. She doesn't have 15,000 coin. So
yes. I'm not.
Look.
You're not here, Juggles.
I put in a lot of work. I ran security on that house. I snuck in a demon into the basement. I paid for guards to be there. That lion is rightfully mine.
No, it's not.
I did all of the work. Well, no. Agree to disagree. Well, what are you going to do about it, right? You got the lion. You guys win. Congratulations.
Then we'll walk away.
I came in here to have lunch.
And now you know we got the lion. And you're upset about it. But you want the lion, so what are you going to do for it?
Do you even
provoking this person? She's like, I'm just trying to have my lunch. It's like, well, do something about it.
It's called negotiation.
That's not negotiation. That's bullying.
She wants her sandwich. Let her eat.
Potato, tomato.
Look, I'll be honest. I'm not in the best of,
health.
I'm not looked upon well in my group. I kind of made an error, and I lost to arguably a demon and two men standing on top of each other pretending to be one person.
Half a demon, but yeah, I can see that. Yeah,
I think that was us.
Was it?
You're not here.
Paul pipes
see,
up.
See what you missed out on?
Look, I'm not in the best standing right now, and I just came in here just to have some lunch and try to figure things out. I mean, it's not like you guys are looking for work or anything, right?
No, we're not looking for work, but we might be looking for workers.
Excuse me?
Do you want to join our crew?
You can't join.
You don't have that power.
I'll talk it over. Juckles, you are not here.
I have a radio. You gave me a radio for some reason.
Oh, yeah. You're
off. I turned it off.
You can't silence me.
Screaming out of your back pocket the whole time.
You don't have that authority.
There's two talking lions?
No, that's just one idiot with an onion.
Ouch.
And a lion. So
what would I even do? I mean, what do you know about me? You know nothing.
You're an explosions expert.
I'm
an explosions expert. We have one of those already.
But
that was given to me for the job. I really didn't like capture it or blow it up.
You were able to sneak into the building to plant the bombs, right? You were able to hire the guards.
Okay, so I have money. Is that what you're saying? You want to hire me so I can connect you with my money?
No, you have connections. Do you have connections to the Red Sashes?
Well, I was trying to steal their precious artifact that they were auctioning off. So, not necessarily. But why do you want to
obstacle stand? She don't have nothing.
She's got something. It's there.
You just got to keep badgering her, and she'll eventually give us something we want.
Look. I am willing to leave this table and let bygones be bygones. You're right.
Video
got feed. The better of me. You win, right? But let me say this. If you guys need something, or if I think of something, I'll let you guys know. But I don't think at this point there's anything you can help me with unless you're, like I said, I'm not looking to work. I'm rich. I don't work. But I am looking for people to work for me.
But not 15,000 coins, Rich.
Again, that is an obscene amount of money in this world. I don't have that.
The lion's not for sale, Squish.
You're at another table. Shut up.
Yeah, I'm not going to give it up.
Okay. Then I slide her a card with the trash barges, the junk barges number on it.
I imagine it's just like a little like handwritten piece of paper that says junk fort in the sewers.
Junk barge.
It's written on the back of a napkin from McDonald's. Yeah, a used napkin.
It's got a mustard stain on it.
But you slide it to her all sly-like.
You slide it to her, and she kind of looks at it and then fishes into her pocket, puts on like a cotton glove, takes the piece of paper, folds it, put it back into her pocket, and then takes off the glove again because she does not want to touch it. She goes, yes, if I ever need anything, I'll let you guys know. And if I hear anything about the Red Sashes, I mean, except for the fact that they've been pinned on this whole prison breakout. You guys heard about that, right? Of course you did. I mean, who blew it up, right?
I have no idea what you're talking. Prison? Breakout? Blow up?
Weird.
And,
no.
Not ringing a bell.
Paul from the inside of your jacket says, we were just out of prison.
Shut up, Paul. You're not here right now. Now that's coming.
You're at another table.
Anyway, the red sashes are done for. They're getting out of this city. I mean, everyone knows Baz runs things now in the Crow's Foot, so.
Interesting.
So, I'm going to leave.
You enjoy your lunch. Get the squishy boom boom. I highly recommend it. And then I get up and I go to the server that was talking to the captain and go, his bill is on her. And we walk out.
We are such bastards.
All right. So everyone's had one round of stress relief. You got a new contact with Lady Amoria. You kind of bullied her into that. Although I guess you just gave her your number. She didn't give you hers. Yeah. Where to next?
I bullied her into taking my number.
Chuckles, what have you been up to?
Sleeping. Oh, wait, no, I was talking to him on the radio. I heard the whole thing go down. Mostly I've been just reading random books in the junk fort. I mean, I didn't really want to admit it to Uncle Skluck, but his whole lecture about studying, it really fucked with my mind. So now I'm like trying to like apply myself.
You're going to go talk to the whore.
No. It really fucked with my mind. So like I am looking at studying things, but not in like a real way, just kind of in a half-assed way. And like, I feel guilty and I'm just doing it, you know, just so I could say that I'm doing it. Also, I was kind of listening on the radio to what was going on. And that's mostly it. Just kind of killing time in the laboratory.
Okay. Any long-term projects you want to start? Or anybody have any long-term projects or healing they'd like to do? Anything like that?
I probably could do healing. I have cracked ribs / cracked ego. And I have electrical arm. Can I do some self-medicine?
Yeah.
All right. Because I think maybe that new skill plus, you know, trying to just get better at stuff, like studying.
Yeah.
That's what studying is.
So you have if you want to try it in healing yourself, you have that +1for your particular ability, that Physicker. And then you get another +1 for infamy.
Because
for your turf.
Oh, yeah. And is it Tinker?
I think it's whatever your highest is. Hold on. I'm going to double checking this because I want to make sure I got this right. Recover.
Oh, wait. No, not that one.
Yeah, it's Tinker. For you, it's Tinker. Since you're doing it yourself, you're tinkering on yourself. Normally, it's just the woman, whoever your healer is, will roll. But yeah, for you, it's just Tinker.
All right. And +2 infirmary and my Physicker.
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
All right.
I'm just trying to see it and make sure. Oh, that it's pretty.
Yeah, you mark the number of segments on your healing clock. So since you got 6, you can clear out 3. Did you get multiple 6s?
I got 2 6s.
Yeah, so I would say, let me take a look at what you have. So you definitely would heal the healing that you, like, it would heal up your healing clock at least 6 segments. So you heal once.
Oh.
And you could reduce one of your levels of harm.
Can I do... All right, so I'm just going to move this cracked ribs to 1, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
1. And then you can fill up your segment another 5 times because you've got 2 sets of 3.
Okay. And then I'm going to I'm gonna get rid of this cracked ribs, cracked ego. Mm-hmm. And also, I did so good. Now I have extra ribs. Wait. You is extra, extra ribs good? Yes, extra pair. So I'm not lopsided. But it also kind of looks like part of a six-pack. You know? I have like an extra rib. Okay. You know, like sometimes when you know, it looks like muscles, but it's really just bones. That's what I got.
No.
So I like the idea, though, that your electrical harm means like you have like somewhat staticky hair.
Yeah, but you exactly. also have
sick back.
Yeah. And every once in a while I'll touch metal and I'll get zapped and it hurts.
Yeah. So you should, if I got this right, you just have level one electrical harm and then you should have one segment of healing.
That makes sense. All right. But
yeah, because you had one, it was six. Yep. Okay.
Deleted. Perfect. Wow, that was really effective.
Captain Squish, anything you two like to do? You can train, indulge your vice, reduce your my heat, ribs. Recover. I can help
you fix your ribs.
Squish, what do you want?
I want to start a long-term project.
All right, what are you starting?
I want to make, like,
Here we go. It's going to be something crazy.
No, I just want to make like a really high powered rifle.
Okay. Long term goal. Wish.
Something because I got that. What was it?
Can I help?
Sharpshooter. He should be able to. His tinker's.
Since I'm a tinkerer, I feel like it would make sense for me to help. And also, I would like to bond over it, but not... We didn't plan on it, but maybe we bond on it by accident.
So I'm going to make you a progress clock. I'm going to say it's got six segments because I'm imagining this is like better than your average rifle, but like not top of the line, brand new. Like super fancy,
yeah.
Kind of your own thing that you've made.
Is there an eight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where'd my progress clock go? Where did it go?
I want to, but I do not say it yet.
One, Squish rifle. Okay. So where is it?
So do I have to wait till like next downtime to make progress on it, or can I roll now?
No, you can go ahead and make progress on it. Okay. So you would need to kind of, I would say your first kind of step would need to be to like figure out even how to do this, unless it's something you already have.
Well, I think it's like, I have a rifle from previous jobs that okay. I broke it down to see like how the mechanics work. And then I asked Juggles to come in and be like, hey, do you understand how this works? Can we improve on this design a little bit more?
And I'm a little standoffish at first because we had a rocky end of that escapade. But you did actually pique my interest and curiosity, and we start tearing it absolutely apart, which means you're not going to have a rifle for the next couple of missions because we just completely took it apart.
Yeah, but I can find other things to moiter with.
Yeah, like
to throw at boys. People.
Yeah, we got that fancy mace.
Hey. Oh, we kept that? Did we take it out?
I think someone had. I think I kept it. I think picked it back up and kept it.
Flashback. You kept it. End of flashback.
After I threw it at someone, I think I picked it back up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was a dead body. It was off a dead body. And I didn't want to touch it, but you touched it.
I grabbed it. Yeah.
Okay, So you're going to study the rifle to kind of figure out, like, basically disassemble it, see how it works. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chuckles, what's your study?
Study? My study actually probably isn't very high. I have one.
It can't be worse than mine. I got zero.
Well, it could be equal. That's probably what I should have.
Than mine.
Right. Okay. So, yes, I have one.
Okay. So, we'll roll one D,
and then you can also get plus one since you're doing this as a group. And I imagine that you, even though you don't know how a rifle goes together, you have a pretty good understanding of like how to use one. So I definitely think you can offer some important insight considering you've used it before. So yeah, Chuckles, go ahead and roll. We'll have Chuckles roll his 1D for study. Just roll his study and then with right. plus one. Be study. Two total.
Plus one.
Okay, five. Mm-hmm. So that's like a two segments of your clock. I'm on you, bitch. Here we go. Can you see this clock on the side?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't see the name, but I'll change. Wait, I thought I might be able to change it. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Squish rifle.
Squishy rifle.
Squishy rifle. I do like the idea that you brought me this rifle to ask me for help, and I just immediately took it apart.
I mean, it sounds like you in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Captain's got one more downtime activity.
Captain?
I guess go to the bookstore.
Okay.
Well, that's to relieve your stress, right?
Yeah.
How much stress do you have?
I think one.
Wait, are you saying he's going to masturbate at the bookstore?
No, it's just if he rolls anything higher than a one, he's going to overindulge again. And I don't want him to do that.
Well, too bad. I'm going to the bookstore.
All right.
They still let you in there after you stole all their fucking drapes?
Carpet.
I'm sorry. We're using them as drapes, but it was originally carpet. Which begs the question, why didn't you steal the drapes?
I didn't steal carpet from there.
Yes, you did.
No, where was it?
From the guy where you guys
got... Oh, that was the electronics store.
Yeah, there's an electronics store?
That's why you guys aren't allowed there. That's why you don't know about it. Because you guys got banned there the first time we went there because I stole the carpet.
Yeah, that's where you bought the diagram for the walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
And then you stole the carpet on the way out.
Unsanctioned.
It's what brought our first heat.
Oh, yeah. Booker's here. Or what's his name?
Brogdon.
He didn't die in the house explosion?
No, surprisingly, enough people ran that there wasn't any deaths. Hmm. Even Watt upstairs somehow survived. Captain, you walk.
Hatsit, yeah.
So the captain, you go into the Centralia Club and you're greeted by Brogdon, who's polite to you enough, but, you know, not super happy. And see you, and he goes, "Ah, Captain, last time I saw you was at Watt's place, wasn't it?"
No. Maybe. I was... What?
No! You weren't on the floor drinking in the library for that?
Knocked over a bunch of books.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I was there. Don't worry. I'm not going to knock over any of your bookshelves today.
We thank you for that, sir. Now, is there an article I can help you find, or a book I can help you find, or anything? Yeah.
I'm rebuilding my crew. I'm rebuilding my crew, and I need to start updating my ship. Do you have any books on how to, update a ship's?
Well, maybe describe what your current ship is, sir.
It's a barge.
Okay. And is that out in the harbor, or is it within the city canals, or?
It's in the sewer.
Well, I see. How is the ship propelled, sir?
By the current.
Okay, I see. I see. So navigation, that might be something you're interested in?
Yeah. We have a tinkerer on the boat. He likes to build things. I'm sure he would appreciate any and all information.
Okay. Well, I do believe we have some shipbuildings for dummies here on this particular shelf. Navigation for fools. You know, some basic cartography maps. I mean, is there something particular? Is there anywhere you're interested in going?
Yes. I've read most of these, I'm sure. You know. Ooh, here's a ritual book. So that's how you summon a fireball demon. There we go.
Yes, sir. Pardon me for leaving that around. I should have picked that up earlier. I hate having things.
You just left the page right open to it. I mean, anyone could just learn this ritual. I mean, it's really self-explanatory, too. It's just really by the book, if you will.
Well, I can tell it definitely piqued your interest, but are you starting to think of a long-term project of a place you'd like to go, or an actual upgrade to your ship that I can facilitate you with?
Yeah, I'm trying to upgrade my ship so it can move on its own accord. So we can get it out of the sewers. You got any advice, Bookman?
Let me see what I can do.
I'm just assuming that this guy just knows things about boats.
Also, that his name is Bookman because he works at a library.
Yeah.
All right. So to add navigation to your ship, we're going to say this is a little bit of a long-term project, right? Because you're going to have to learn how to do it and then actually do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's a level 4 since the books there were for dummies.
Just like how to be a vampire.
For dummies.
For dum-dums.
Dum-dums. Yeah, I wish I really should read that. But first I'm going to have to learn to read.
Right.
Could be a problem.
Why did you steal a book if you don't even know how to read?
I didn't steal it as much as it fell into my pocket.
And then you kept it.
And then I kept it. And also I keep looking at it, sometimes upside down.
Mostly upside down.
Or sideways.
All right. So, Captain, are you going to read the book here, or do you want to take it and get some help with it, or are you just going
to... I want to take it back to my... can I take it back to my my technician?
Your junk fort? Sure.
Well, my technician.
Okay, but he's at the junk fort, right?
Yeah, you're my technician.
Yeah, I'm sleeping.
I know.
All right, Captain. Come on in. Show us your new book.
What?
Okay, you have the book. You take it back to your technician.
So I start showing it the Juggles. Juggles, look at this. Are you awake? Juggles, are you awake? Juggles, what? Juggles.
Oh, I am now. Juggles. Jesus Christ!
Juggles, I had a few.
Can't a man nap all day?
I had a few whiskey sours on the walk over here. And it didn't do it at the library, so it's not overindulging.
That is right. Character growth, as they say.
Plus one growth.
Yeah. Juggle, look at this book. It talks about we can move the boat.
Does it have pictures?
Yeah.
All right. Now we're talking. Now show me the pictures.
There's one right there.
That just looks like a doodle. I'm not quite sure. I think it's mostly a diagram on how to poop off a garbage barge.
The thing is, the book didn't initially have diagrams. I knew you couldn't read, so on the walk over here,
hold on. Let me stop you right there. I could read if I wanted to. I just don't want to. Okay, continue.
I understand, and I figured you wouldn't want to read, so I draw you pictures.
All right, thank you. All right.
There you go.
All right.
Now show Maybe me later I'll draw you a bath. You kind of smell. Ha!
That's hurtful.
I'm just kidding. You smell like the freshest flowers.
Right. If onions were flowers. All right. All right. So what are we going to do with this? We're going to put a steering vessel on this just fucking barge?
Yeah, sure. It looks
like
it.
We're going to put a sail up here? We're not going to be able to put a sail up in the sewers. Wait, you want to leave the sewers? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Look, Chuckles.
It's safe in here.
It's not safe in here. We need to get the fuck out of barge.
Oh, I... Oops. All right. I mean, you are the captain.
Yeah, we need to get this thing going. This is our long-term project, is we need to get moving.
Oh, emphasis on long.
So the diagram shows you how to attach a wheel to a rudder, essentially building like a steering mechanism for the ship.
You mean like one of those big pirate wheels?
Oh, yeah.
Riverboat wheels.
Yeah. You're going to be riverboat pirates.
Like Steamboat Willie steering wheel?
Yeah.
River trash boat pirates?
I just imagine we put the steering wheel right in front of the hole.
So he never has to stop steering?
So we can go pooping while we're driving the boat.
New term to swab the poop deck.
Ha. Classic. Bridget, take away two strings. He
loves two stress to the GM.
He loves pooping.
And punning.
I do.
And punting.
All right. So, yeah, so kind of like with the rifle, you're going to need to kind of study the book. Or just begin straight up on tinkering it. You guys can decide what you'd like to do. Probably study.
Go ahead, study.
So we built the steering wheel first, and we haven't figured out how to connect it to anything.
Do you want to build it first, or do you want to study it?
I just stole a carriage wheel.
Well, you got to start somewhere. So why not start with the fun part?
You're going to have some adjusting to do with this.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of...
Yeah, I'm going to have to get rid of my picture. Yeah. A lot of editorial. All right, okay. So, Captain, how are you going to go about doing this? Are you going to read the book, or are you just going to start going at it and not even read the instructions?
I read most of the instructions on the way here, so I know what I'm doing.
Okay. So you need to build it.
Yes.
All right. Are you going to tinker it?
I don't tinker.
Oh, yeah, that's me. I heard someone say tinker.
All right. Well, Captain, are you going to ask Chuckles to tinker for you?
Chuckles, can you start tinkering with this?
He brings me whatever it is, and I immediately start taking it apart. That carriage wheel, it's constituent components.
What components could there be?
Spokes?
There's just splinters everywhere.
Wood?
All right. And then am I getting plus one because we're doing it as a team, or is that not apply here?
Captain, are you helping out with this one?
I'm holding I'm like doing things like holding his nails and like handing him
holding the flashlight and getting yelled at.
Yeah, that's
right, yeah, reminds me
when we built a tree fort when I was younger.
Go ahead and do plus one for that.
Who, me? Or a tiger?
Am I rolling it?
Yeah, you're rolling it. You're going to do it, and then you're going to get the captain's expertise. And he read it and deciphered the pictures.
And he's getting yelled at.
Congratulations, plus six.
I do it.
It's
plus six. I thought it was like half of that.
What do you mean
six,
half?
It's six, you get three ticks
for six. Holy crap.
Okay. So it's half of it. Okay.
Three quarters in this case.
Well, three, half of the six. Because I think when we rolled, it was a five. So it was
two. Yeah. So if you roll one to three on that, you get one tick.
No, you had two threes.
Oh, I was thinking.
You take the highest, and half of that is what is.
I see.
Added to the project.
I see.
Unless if I'm sorry, Bridget, I don't mean to step on your toes.
No, you're right. Yeah. So like it the way that the long term projects, the segments work, if you get 1 to 3, you get 1 tick. If you roll 4 or 5, you get 2 ticks. If you get 6, you get 3 ticks, which is what you guys got. And then if you get a critical, you get 5 ticks.
Okay. I was thinking my rib fixings, I got 2 sixes. I got confused on the 2 rolls.
Yeah, that one you knocked out of the park. You really did heal yourself. Physician, heal thyself.
And I gave myself 2 extra ribs.
Well, yeah, you did a great job with that.
On one side, which is a weird choice for me.
But... Yeah, well, to each his own.
Well, the night kind of comes to a close, and you know, you guys are sitting in the junk fort. Well, now the junk barge, going up and down the sewer lines, relaxing, acting all cool. Meanwhile, upstairs, where the junk fort used to be, you guys obviously don't have privy to this, but 2 of Baz's men have gone up there. They were definitely going to try and burn down the junk fort if you guys hadn't moved it.
You made a good call.
And they're all sighing because they're like, well, fuck, it's not here anymore. What are we going to have to do? We're going to have to go back to Baz and let him know. He definitely does want these guys dead. Well, that's the end of the day. And the 2 men leave. In terms of your entanglement, we kind of talked about this earlier, Baz. He definitely... Well, let's just say anyone working for him is definitely going to try and take you guys out if they see them. They see you.
Bad time to upgrade my rifle.
To not have it. Yeah. Baz is not... word on the street is that Baz wants you 3 out of the picture.
Because we're threats.
Well, and you really weren't supposed to survive the prison.
Yeah, we're threats.
And you did it in flying colors.
We're so good, we're threats.
You did it with aplomb. I mean, a bomb.
A bomb.
A bomb.
Ba-bomb.
Oh. All right. Well, that's the end of of the session.
Can I give Dee Dee the cigars and smoke to relieve her stress? Because I definitely stole them.
You did not take cigars. Did you take cigars or just... tobacco. I thought you took like loose tobacco.
I did say tobacco, but I meant cigars.
Just have to chew on some cigars. Just loose tobacco.
Oh, she starts spitting into spittoon.
That makes her so much more awesome.
I know. She's such a fucking cool monkey. I'm sorry, ape.
Thank you. All right.
Toilet.
Oh, I like your picture. Toilet hole. So wait, where's the steering wheel? Is it? Hey, that's pretty good!
That is pretty good.